Question 4. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
I'd like to make a couple of points now about nonverbal communication. The first point is that nonverbal communication does not require intent. One can communicate nonverbally without intending to do so. Think about a student who's feeling bored listening to a professor drone on and on. This student might not want to make his or her boredom clear to the professor, might not want to offend the professor. But perhaps the student's boredom is clear to anyone who looks at him or her. Now there's another point I'd like to make about nonverbal communication. This second point is that nonverbal communication doesn't take place automatically simply because one person has tried to communicate nonverbally. There has to be communication. If one person makes a certain gesture or expression, for example, but no one understands it, then no communication has taken place. There is communication only if the gesture or expression is understood.